This is Bird Note. While Dara Wilson was working at the Smithsonian's National Zoo in D.C., she introduced visitors to the Amazonia exhibit.
You have to talk about every species, all the trees, all the frogs, and all the birds.
She would describe the song of a bird she'd never had the chance to see in the wild, the blue-gray tanager.
Their song, I think it's very beautiful, but like it's a very raspy song. I feel it was like tease and tsk tsk in multiple parts too.
But when Dara moved to Panama to work at the Smithsonian Tropical Research Institute, she heard a familiar song, one that she knew by heart already.
I heard that call and it's like, I know that call. I know that call because I spent so much time teaching about it. I don't know if I cried, but it was kind of a tearjerker moment.
Encountering the blue-gray tanager in its natural habitat inspired Dara to keep learning about birds and to share that knowledge with others, helping people have their own light bulb moments.
As an educator, it's awesome to like guide and foster that journey for people. You never know where it will go.
Dara helps organize Black Birders Week, which celebrates the black birding community and hosts interactive events. Find out how to participate in this year's activities on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Connor Guerin.
To the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on the unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Stolo, Catesy, Coquitlam, and other Coast Salish peoples. It's me, Jesse.
It's me, Jamie.
And
it's me, Selena, future star.
Woo! A triumphant return to the mixtape.
So happy to be here. Thanks for having me, y'all.
You're so welcome.
What a treat.
So you're here today, both because we love you and we love your music and we want to share with our listeners some more of your music, maybe some old favorites, and talk about what you've been up to since last time we were here, and also... You have a super secret announcement.
I have an extremely secret announcement. I think we're going to make the listeners simmer in their tension of not knowing what that announcement is.
Oh, definitely.
For a little bit, just so they keep listening. And, you know, we're hooking them in with the promise of a big announcement, which is going to happen, I swear to God.
You guys got to sweat a little bit.
You got to sweat.
You got to earn the announcement.
Exactly. It's a major announcement, and I am really excited to announce it.
Yeah, and it's not a joke announcement either.
We're not joking.
It's real.
It's very real and impactful.
Yeah.
And
significant.
Yeah, and you know, Jamie and I didn't even know what this was until minutes ago.
can confirm, good announcement.
We did know there was an announcement.
Yes, I forgot to tell them what the announcement was. They just trusted me that I had that I had something going on.
That's okay. It's fun. Now we're like the listener. It's cool. It's cool. But now we know you don't know, and you got to hang out, and we're gonna play some music. Let's play some music.
Cool. Do we want to start at the beginning, or I was gonna say the end, but that's dramatic and dark. Or the present.
How about the present?
The present? Yeah. Okay.
I feel you got that. You already got it, like,
yeah,
you know, up on the screen.
Yeah,
stuff.
I'm ready to go. Yeah. We're gonna play, I guess this is the big single from the last record,
yeah,
right? When Will the DJ of Love Grant Me My One Request? This is by the one and only future star, Kiss the Mirror.
Dance by myself to devours. No one's gonna do it if you don't do it yourself. Ooh. trying to be funny, but it's also kind of true.
CJSF FM.
Nailed it. CJSF.ca.
Yeah, CJSF.ca. That's where...
You learned you couldn't share the link.
I can't share the link because it's a news item or something.
Yeah, Meta has decided that we're the big bad corporate media and need to be blocked.
That's true.
It's because of the bill that says that social media companies have to pay for content. And they were like, okay, we'll just block all the content instead of paying to use it. So that was fun.
It's great for our numbers.
It's great, yeah. You can post cgsf.spaceca, you know.
You can tell people to Google it like I did.
Yeah, no, it works, it works.
Yeah, yeah.
But enough of our SEO.
SEO. Search engine optimization. I know what that means now. Yeah. I've been doing research on stuff like how to do promo, you know?
I know. You've been very explicit with us with what the promo plan is. Honestly, that level of transparency can really be reflected in other aspects of the corporate world.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. you're leading the way, and it's very, very good.
No problem. Happy to lead the way. Love leading.
That's great.
Yes. Anyways, how are you guys? What's up? How was your day?
It's good. It was in anticipation of this evening.
Yeah.
It's always a treat having familiar friends on.
Yeah.
It's nice having new artists on, but there's a reason why we keep going back to the well of people that we like having on.
Yeah. You know, there's no dread or anxiety. I was going to say there's no anticipation. There is positive anticipation, you know? We're good.
Yeah.
How was your day?
My day was awesome. I slept in, and then I went out for a little coffee with my spouse, and then I got gas. I love getting gas. Love nothing better than a full tank of gas. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
87 octane all the way.
Hate the way it feels in my pocketbook, though.
Yes, of course. That can't be denied. But you got to focus on the positives. Mm-hmm. You know,
you can go places.
Exactly. Full tank of gas. You can go anywhere you want. Your freedom. That's to me. That's like that's what freedom is. You know, full tank of gas.
Yeah, I hear that. Nothing more restricting than like realizing you're
clicks away or whatever, and you're like.
As soon as you're thinking like, oh, can I make it to where I want to go? And then you're just like, nope, that means I got to get gas.
Yeah, exactly. But then after you get gas. Perfect. Anyways, so went over coffee, got gas, did the laundry, and then I went up for another little coffee.
Important.
It's been a chill weekend, honestly. It's been good. And then I went to a little barbecue that my friends were having.
Nice.
They're in the VTU, the Vancouver Tenants Union.
It
was like a social for the VTU. Check it out, Vancouver Tenants Union, if you are interested in tenant rights, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's all nice people, you know.
Absolutely.
They're having a nice barbecue. It was
nice
good.
People doing very important work.
Very important work, yeah.
And barbecuing.
And barbecuing.
Which is also very important work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. I had, like, two hot dogs. It was great.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Hot dog season is upon us.
Hot dogs, and not only that, but there was, like, oh, man, my friend Sasha, a grill queen, I would say.
Let's go.
She had plums on there.
Whoa.
She had star fruit on there.
Hell yeah.
Just, like, things that you wouldn't expect to see
grill
on a grill.
Fruit.
I thought that it was, when she texted me, we've got plums, I was like, is that a typo for something? No, it wasn't. It was actually just a good idea that I had never thought of.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I had a great day. And now I'm here with you guys. Also, my day was also very much in anticipation. I've been anticipating this, like, all week because I'm just like, I want to be able to talk about the thing I'm going to announce
mm-hmm.
in, like, regular world time because I feel like I've already been talking about it. Anyways, I'm going to...
Keeping a secret is work.
It's the worst thing that I'm good at. I'm not good at it is what I'm trying to say.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially even when it's a good secret.
Yeah.
It's not great to have to be like, I don't know this.
Yeah, it's I'm not a good liar at all. Like, you can ask pretty much anyone who knows me, they would be like, yes, Selena's very bad at lying.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Anyways.
Well, let's do some not lying.
Okay. Because
you did this thing on your Instagram yesterday.
Yes.
Where you asked people what they thought the big announcers were. Can we respond to some of the responses that they had? You kind of already did that, but I'm just springing on this both of you right now. But it was very it was very funny. Can we start with the first one?
Yes.
Which was, what do you think the big breaking news is? And somebody said that is an alien poodle.
No, it is not an alien poodle. I can't say I don't think that exists, because I do think aliens exist.
Sure.
I just don't know if an alien poodle exists, you know what I mean?
There could be, like, you know, what's that called? Is it convergent evolution, or where like they emerged
similar but different?
They evolved on their own, like they're crabs of every
type of species
because it's just the optimal form. Maybe maybe a poodle is an optimal form.
I would honestly, like, I don't know if you guys watch a lot of videos on Instagram of little dogs like poodles. There's some really choice ones, and I would have to say, I don't think they're the most, like, optimal form for, like, being alive, but they are the most optimal form for, like, making other people keep you alive.
Okay.
Because they're so cute.
Yeah.
Like,
the ultimate diplomatic tool.
Yeah. Honestly, like, yeah, there's this one called Melanchan who... Do you know Melanchan?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
what
yeah.
What a cutie.
So cute. What a strange cut, but, like, just such a beautiful dog. And he drinks out of a hamster sipper, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's really interesting. I really don't think that animal would survive without the people who love him so much. But also, he's so good at making people love him. You know?
Yeah, I know. That's a trait.
Yeah.
Are you dog people?
Me and my partner really want to get a dog. This has been on our, like, minds since we started seeing each other and et cetera. But we currently live in a place that is not pet friendly. So we're trying to work. We're working on thinking about how to deal with that. But we do someday. We're like, our goal is to, like, have a dog someday. We want like a little poodle. I want, like, a Bichon, honestly, like a Bichon poodle mix. I don't know, something stupid and small that is not very loud, because I have a hard time with loud dogs.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's the one thing.
Dogs, they're bullies. Well, at least they sound like they're bullies.
Oh, I thought you meant like bulldogs. I was bullies quiet dogs?
No.
Bullies are cute, man.
Aside from not owning a poodle or an alien poodle, let's talk about your music for a second again.
Let's
go back. We'll jump back and forth between what people wonder what the announcement is. You have a pretty robust catalog at this point. Right?
Yeah, I think so.
Robust would be like
I feel like this is the thing, is that wink wink, I haven't put anything out in a couple of years, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know, but it feels like there's always something to go back to.
I hope so. Yeah.
As you're maybe, I don't know, fiddling, writing, even just practicing, whatever it is that you're doing with your music right now, how much of an evolution have you felt within yourself before, from like early Future Star to where Future Star is kind of going towards?
That's a really good question. I feel like I was actually thinking about this because, like, yeah, my early stuff, like the early stuff I've released, like, way back in the beginning, I was not called Future Star. I was called Where You Been, That's Where You're Coming From. And there's all these, like... yeah. I actually, my friend's dad came up to me after I played a show as Where You've Been, That's Where You're Coming From. And he was like, honestly, that was really good, but you need a shorter name. and I changed my name. And I'm like, honestly, good move on my half, because it's, like, less annoying to tell people, you know?
Sure.
Yeah, but...
It's like a quarter of the syllables.
Exactly. How... Eight versus, like, three, man. Yeah, it's... Yeah. Anyway, so when I first started releasing music, it was very much, like, very insular. I really didn't expect anyone to listen to it. It was very much a self-process, like, challenging myself to, like... Because I'd been in bands and stuff like that before, and, like, I hadn't... But I was just kind of getting into writing music just for myself. And, like... that was really special to me. And so those early recordings are still really special to me because it's like this, I see myself, I'm like, oh, you're like a tiny baby bird. You're just like, just learning to fly. But, and then Christopher Ellis actually, because I recorded those demos like way long ago, like probably like 2012 or something like that. And then I like kind of disappeared for a couple of years. I fully disappeared for a couple of years. I didn't go to shows. I didn't play shows. I wasn't even in any bands or anything. But Christopher Ellis kept bugging me. He was like, dude, you should, like, I can't exactly remember. I think I played one show at like Thor's Palace or something. And then he was like, I want to record you. And like, blah, blah, blah. And he kept pushing me to do it. And I was like, yeah, I don't know if I want to do this. And then he was like, and then finally I was like, sure, okay, let's do this. And so then he started playing drums when I showed up, and I was like, oh, that actually sounds pretty good. Okay, let's do this. And then so we recorded the first two albums together, Try Hard and Priorities. And that was like a fun little era, you know. And then I don't know how to explain this, but like, I wanted to like do it by myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I was just I was thinking I was going to school at that time, and I was like having a really hard time. Like, I really wanted to just make time for it. And then I started doing all those like more demo-y, like by myself recordings and releasing those. Oh my God. And then I released DJ of Love. I'm like, I don't even know. I'm sorry. I'm really not good at answering these kinds of questions. But yeah, then I did DJ of Love, and I was like, I should get a producer. Because I don't know, I thought that was something like, it's just something I've
that's
heard
what,
of, you know, like
that's what people do.
That's what people do, right? And then I released DJ of Love, and promptly COVID happened. Like, I think we released DJ of Love February 14th, 2020. Is that right? What does it say?
2021.
Okay, so a year after COVID. Yeah. But we were working, I remember booking time with Mars Audio. And then, like, having to, like, reschedule a million times because mm-hmm. it was like, oh, there's a pandemic happening. Oh, still happening. Okay, maybe if we all wear masks and it's just the three of us and we just kind of, like, really keep it chill and, like, we can do this still and it's just a couple days anyway. I don't know. So, yeah. So, it was like, yeah, that got released in COVID, and it was just, like, and Tim helped me release it on vinyl, which is, like, so incredibly generous and, like, just, like, I never would have done that by myself. You know what I mean? Like, it really took me a long time. Because DJ of Love originally, if you go back to the all my albums that are on Bandcamp, there's like a whole fucking page with, pardon my language, a whole page of them. Yeah. So there's right before Sorry and Kiss, Hallelujah, I'm Alone Forever. So I released Hallelujah, I'm Alone Forever in, I want to say, like, 2019 or something like that, 2018?
Yeah, almost 2 years before.
2 years prior to, and those, and basically Tim was like, why don't you just do that album, do that EP, and just make it an album? And I was like, no. And, like, this, I feel like my whole, like, all along, it's, like, these people who believe in me and, like, push me to, like, take it to the next level, kind of. Like, there was Christopher Ellis pushing me to, like, you know, record something, like, you know, like, play with a band or whatever. And then with Tim, he was like, come on, like, put it on vinyl. And now it's like, this is the first time I feel like in my whatever I'm doing, I feel kind of in a place where I'm like, oh, like, I kind of believe what other people believe about me. You know what I mean? Like, I think that I actually deserve a thing. I don't know what that is. I don't know what it is. And it's like, I don't feel entitled to anything, but I do feel like I've put a lot of work in, and, you know, I don't know.
Well, and I mean, you have. And like, if we go back to the like, screen just, with all I've of your been... albums, there's all of your releases, there's a lot of them are singles. Sure, but there's 25 releases over the course of
and
like
most of them are
a
just
decade.
Like recorded on GarageBand.
Yeah, but they're out there, and,
yeah,
and
yeah,
they're,
yeah.
You know, I think that one of the things that I love about your music, and that I think Jamie loves, and just generally, is that there is that like directness and the sincerity to it, that it doesn't, like, obviously being nicely produced is great, like that can help a song be more than the sum of its parts,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
But when the song is good, it can be recorded on an iPhone, and it it can still get stuck in your brain, and you can still want to sing along to it. And I think, I think that's a real strength of yours.
That's really kind. Yeah. No, I like, well, when I think back to like when I was younger and when I really, like when I wanted to write music, like before I started writing music, I was always just like, ooh, I want to be in a band. I want to write music. I want to be a songwriter. I want to like evoke this thing that I couldn't pin down that like I got from music or whatever. And it's like, yeah. And like when I think back to like when I first like in the DIY scene and stuff like that, and like I just love when like I never cared very much about the production and stuff like that, but mm-hmm. I was always very like the part that I felt like I was good at or that I could do that felt accessible to me was like I was like I think I can like write a good song, and I just always had that belief, and then I just started doing it, and I was like, oh, people seem to agree. That's good, I guess. But at the same time, I also I think production is very cool, and it's cool.
Nice having somebody.
It's nice having someone shine up the rock.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
yeah,
like.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know that does, because like now I'm like, man, I like mostly listen to country music these days. I mostly listen to new country, mm-hmm. and like that. There's nothing more for like more like
bells and whistles.
Exactly.
Shiny,
it's a very pristine, specific sound, and I love it. Mm-hmm. Like I don't know. Like there's something to be said, but also the songs are so good. Mm-hmm. When the songs are so good, and then it's also really well produced. It's just like, and it's not always. I don't know. It's. You know, well, good songs. Well, these are all subjective.
Relative
things.
Subjective things. Sure.
Yeah, but it's at the same time. I'm like, yeah, it's like, I don't know.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say that I think maybe also in terms of, you know, it being nice to have someone working on production. Like mm-hmm. there is not for everyone, but for a lot of people. Music, there is like a lot of collaboration music.
Yeah.
Right. So if you're so used to these songs just being like just you,
yeah,
I can understand how sometimes it might be nice to have someone else be like, oh well, like what about this,
yeah,
what about this, like maybe I can like solve a problem you're having or
yeah.
whatever.
No, and I think honestly like something that I've learned over the last few years, or like something that I've been working on over the last few years, is like my ability to collaborate, because I actually have a really hard like, and that's part of like when I was working with Christopher Ellis, it was like, this is easy in a certain way, but also I feel very like I would get really anxious about it and stuff like that. I would mm-hmm. be very like in my head about things, and like yeah, and then I just kind of like I was like, I'm not going to collaborate, I'm just going to do my own thing. But I feel like now I know I've developed an ability to collaborate. And, like, I've developed the confidence, and, like, I know when I feel safe to collaborate and stuff like that. Like, who I feel safe to collaborate with and stuff like that is really important. Because it's just, like, yeah, it's hard. It's really hard for me to, like, take my song and then, like, be like, here, what do you think? And then have someone change it. Like, it feels, it's hard for me to let go of that, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, to let go of
ownership.
Exactly. Yeah. Authorship over it. And it's like, this isn't just me. It's not just me anymore. It's me and other people. That's a really hard thing for me to do. And that's something that I've really tried to embrace. The discomfort, but also, like, the comfort when things go right and, like, mm-hmm. how good it feels. And, like, really focusing on that, like, wow, you can make this sound so good. You know what I mean? Like...
With that in mind, shall we segue to the remix of the song we just listened to?
Definitely.
Oh, this is this is Kiss the Mirror remixed by Devours. Kiss the Mirror by me, which you do, remixed by Devours. Thank you.